Hello, this is Burt Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Joanne and I want to invite you to a special evening with Bob Bennett in concert. We want you to come and enjoy the smooth acoustic guitar stylings and warm, honest vocals. He's one of Christian music's most beloved songwriters and musicians. And this concert is free, a free event. We just ask that you register online, so we'll make sure we have enough seats. And it's going to be Saturday, October 12th. It starts at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30, so it's coming up really soon, very soon. And it's going to be in Tryon, North Carolina. You can find out more information on our website at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. In this episode and the next one, I thought I'd do something a little bit different. I'm going to play a couple of Bob Bennett songs in each episode, and I'm going to make some comments prior to that song. I'm just going to look into the Word and also not try to interpret what Bob's saying in these songs, but at least give you an idea of how it's ministered to me, how each one has. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your Word, your hand on us, your Spirit within us. And we thank you as we look into your Word and listen to the words of this songwriter that you will minister to each one of us where we need it most. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm 121. I'm going to read it from the New King James Version. I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, even evermore. I want to read from the Passion Translation now, starting with verse 1, just a couple of these verses. I will look up to the mountains and hills, longing for God's help. But then I realize that our true help and protection come only from the Lord, our Creator who made the heavens and the earth. And I love this. I remember this as a child, my mother reading this to me. It's always brought peace to me. And I think the psalmist is saying, as I look for God, as I look toward the mountains, I'm looking to God, I'm seeking God, and I find help and protection in Him, not in the things of the earth. He made the things of the earth, but I find health and protection in His Spirit. And you know, it's wonderful to know that Jesus left this earth, but left the Holy Spirit. He said the Father would send the Holy Spirit to us. In John 14:25-26, in the New King James, Jesus is saying, "These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." I love the Amplified Classic of that. It says, "But the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit," and he goes on to say, "He'll send him in my name to represent me and act on my behalf." The Holy Spirit is our helper. We look to God for our help, but the mountains and the nature all around us can illustrate that he created those things, he created those for us to enjoy, and now by just looking at them and experiencing nature around us, we can understand and accept the fact that God loves us. He created that for our enjoyment, and he's going to help us, and he's going to protect us in what we do. You know, Nancy Honeytree was a great Christian folk artist back about the time that Bob Bennett was sharing his talents and the gifts that God had given him. And I'm going to ask Bob when he gets here in a couple of weeks, who wrote this song? Because these words are so ingrained in me, but I couldn't find it on any of Honeytree's music. If any of you folks know where this is from, please let me know. But she sang a song, my mother, this is one of the verses, something like this. "My mother takes me up to the mountains, and they always remind me how small are my fears and how big is my God." The song I'm getting ready to play for you is Mountain Cathedrals by Bob Bennett. It made it to a lot of Christian radio stations, especially in our area in the eastern United States. And it is one of the first songs I heard Bob play on the radio, Mountain Cathedrals.
I've sung in mountain cathedrals with steeples rising high and altars made of evergreen and windows made of skies and windows made of sky. I've dreamed of stars in the heavens and starfish in the sea, and wondered how the heart of God could care so much for me, could care so much for me. I've never been a strong man, at least outside the skin. And I'm eager and afraid at the same time to move from where I've been, to move from where I've been. I've sung in mountain cathedrals with steeples rising high and altars made of evergreen, windows made of sky and windows made of sky.
The next song I'm going to play by Bob Bennett is called Man of the Tombs. It's amazing how Bob's music has touched me over the years. Men of the tombs, many of us were. And we know the story when Jesus was there, when he came across the other side of the sea, the Bible says, that he was met by a man out of the tombs with an unclean spirit. And he'd been dwelling in the tombs, and he was there, and he'd been bound with chains, and he had been broken them into pieces, and he was cutting himself with stones. He was in bondage. But when he saw Jesus, Mark chapter 5, verse 6, and there are three versions of this. Mark chapter 5, verse 6 says, and when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him. And then he was tormented, and the demons began to speak, and Jesus cast the devils out. And after the man was set free, in verse 15, he said, and they came, the people that were taking care of the swine that Jesus cast the devils into. And that, there's so much involved in this story, I won't go into detail right now. And when they come to Jesus and saw him that was possessed with the demons, or had been, and had the legion of devils, sitting clothed in his right mind. I think one translation, one version of Matthew, I think, says he was sitting at the feet of Jesus. He was right mind. They were afraid. And the people who saw it happen, who witnessed it, began to tell what had happened and how the man was set free. And they wanted Jesus to get out of there. I mean, he had hurt their income, obviously. But the man wanted to go with him. He had been set free. He wanted to go with him. And Jesus said, listen, you go and you tell what's been done for you. This song, Men of the Tombs, is a wonderful song about deliverance. And all of us can relate to this in some way or another, or you know someone who can relate to it. Let's sit back and listen to Man of the Tombs.
Tombs. He lives in a place where no one goes, and he tears at himself and lives with a pain that no one knows. He counts himself dead among the living. He knows no mercy and no in the night, he's driven to cry out loud. Can you hear him cry out loud? Man of the tombs, possessed by an unseen enemy, he breaks every chain, mistakes his freedom for being free. Shame and shamelessness equally there, like a random toss of a coin in the air. Man of the tombs, he's driven to cry out loud. Underneath this thing that I've become, a fading memory of flesh and I curse the womb, I bless the grave. I've lost my heart, I cannot be saved. Like those who fear me, I'm afraid. Like those I've hurt, I can feel pain. Naked now before my sin, and these stones that cut against my skin. Some try to touch me, but no one can. Man of the tombs I am. Down at the shoreline, two sets of footprints meet. One voice is screaming, other voice begins to speak. departs like a thundering herd. Man of the tombs, he hears this cry out loud. Underneath this thing that you've become, I see a man of flesh and blood. I give you life beyond the grave. I heal your heart, I come to save. No need to fear, be not afraid. This man of sorrows knows your pain. I come to take away your sin and bear its marks upon my skin. When no one can touch you, still I can. For Son of God I am. Now and seated, clean in spirit and healthy of mind, man of the tombs, he begs to follow but must stay behind. He'll return to his family with stories to tell of mercy and madness, of heaven and hell. The tombs, soon he will cry out loud. Underneath this thing that I once was, now I'm a man of flesh and blood. I have a life beyond the grave. I found my heart, I can now be saved. No need to fear, I am not afraid. This man of sorrows took my pain. He comes to take away our sin and bear its marks upon his skin. I'm telling you this story because, man of the tombs, I was. Man of the tombs, I was.
Wow, what a song. Man of the Tombs I Was. That was me. That was you. In some way or another, perhaps. I love the perspective that Bob has in this when he wrote this song. The perspective of the man who was set free. Praise God. Well, I hope you'll make it to the Bob Bennett concert. Please register online. It's free reservations. You don't have to bring your tickets to the concert. And you can look at burtandjoe.com. There's a link on there that'll take you right to Eventbrite. And you can sign up for it. It's Saturday, October 12th. It starts at 7 o'clock. And in Tryon, North Carolina, we hope to see you there.
Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at burtandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.